We're going to take advantage of everybody being here and get rid of secretary's reports now.
We're going to start a few minutes early.
All in an effort to get out of here and lighten it quick.
Welcome to the City of Ocean City Regular Zoning Board Meeting, April 19th, 2023. This meeting has been advertised pursuant to PL Chapter 231, also known as the Open Public Meetings Act. Please stand for the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If you have any electronic devices, please silence them or turn them off now. Roll call. Mr. Becker? Mr. Buck?
Yes.
Mr. DeMarco?
Here.
Mr. Geary?
Here.
Mr. Logue?
Here.
Mr. Price?
Here.
Mr. Patrizzi?
Here.
Mr. Quinn? Mr. Waddell?
Yep.
Under secretary's reports, may I have a motion to adopt the March 22nd minutes?
Buck.
Second?
Waddell.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? May I have a motion to adopt resolution ZBA 22-025 Blood?
Buck.
Second?
Waddell.
Roll call. Mr. Waddell?
Yep.
Mr. Price?
Yes.
Mr. Patrizzi?
Yes.
Mr. Logue?
Yes.
Mr. DeMarco?
Yes.
May I have a motion to adopt resolution ZBA 23-001 Anderson?
Buck.
Second?
That was Mr. Logue.
Roll call. Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Price?
Yes.
Mr. Patrizzi?
Yes.
Mr. DeMarco?
Yes.
Mr. Buck?
Yes.
May I have a motion to adopt resolution ZBA 23-002 Anderson?
Buck.
Second?
Waddell.
Roll call. Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Price?
Yes.
Mr. Patrizzi?
Yes.
Mr. DeMarco?
Yes.
Mr. Buck?
Yes.
May I have a motion to adopt resolution ZBA 22-024 Yellow Galette?
Buck.
Second?
Waddell.
Roll call. Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Price?
Yes.
Mr. Patrizzi?
Yes.
Mr. Logue?
Yes.
Mr. DeMarco?
Yes.
I turn the meeting over to the chair, Mr. Buck.
Do you want to wait till 7? I don't.
Well, you can do your administrative stuff.
We just did the administrative stuff.
Wait 2 minutes.
Yeah, everybody's waiting to get up here.
ZBA 23006.
There's signs out there.
Let the record reflect there is no known relation.
Are you sure?
Recuse yourself.
I'll recuse myself.
See you later. Go home.
Come on.
We're going to begin a little early.
Yeah.
You're 1 minute early. I think anybody comes in, we'll
get them seated.
Chairman of the board, you're entitled to hear on behalf of the applicants. The application is being in the owners, 8.7 7 35 4. Covers an interior lot located in the SPN zone, which contains a under construction single family dwelling. The applicant is seeking to reconstruct a combat accessory structure on the northeast corner of the property. The property previously contained a similar structure that was not permitted to remain once the Bucks made the decision to tear the existing house down and rebuild. The neighboring property owner, who is here tonight, was subject to 2016 planning board application. His property contains a similar structure, which you can see in this today's report. To rebuild the bus structure, a side yard setback variance is required. No other variances are requested or required for approval of this application here tonight. The purpose of this cabana is to provide additional space for the bus and quality time outside of the city. The under construction single family dwelling is under the maximum threshold of many bulk criteria, and the new cabana structure provides extra space for the dwelling. Other properties along this block have similar structures, which ensure that the request structure not be outgarant of the neighborhood. The project will encourage the first general by providing adequate open space, establishing appropriate population densities and concentrations, and providing a valuable environment. The positive aspects of the application have a negative aspect. As a result, the social structure is public good. The general variance is substantially better than the purpose of the general and zoning ordinance, which allows the back structure. The applicants intend on calling one witness tonight, and that's the project architect, Kelly Green.
Mr. Green, nice to see you again. Please raise your right hand and turn the flag after the meeting. Do you both swear to tell me about the truth?
Yes, sir.
Can you state your name and affiliation for the record?
Kelly Green, architect.
And the chairman?
Accepted.
Mr. great if you provide the board an overview of the application.
Sure. This project was born out of a situation where the existing house was connected to the garage, which in turn was connected to the neighbor's garage. We initially wanted to leave the garage, but detach and build a new house 8 feet away from it, but we were but we couldn't do that. So we went this route where we're providing not so much a garage, but a sewage facility and an outdoor eating area, and it fits the definition of a cabana.
So you mentioned this in your opening testimony. The property previously came in similar structure, correct?
Yes.
And it mirrored the neighboring property, correct?
Yeah.
All right. So, and you're also your understanding that Mr. Simone is here tonight, the neighboring property here. His property was a subject of a 2006 application, is that correct? Do you consider this also a minor request?
Yes.
Considering the neighbor's structure, would it be any detriment to any neighbor?
No, probably not because we cut it in half. So.
All right. And you could have a cabana there. It would just have to be off the property line from where we have
it. Yeah, the ordinance reads 4 feet from the rear yard and 4 feet from the side yard.
So it would be almost hard against the yeah. physical structure.
Yeah, a lot that size, providing that would be a 4 foot alley between the garage and the street. So it would be a way to space. Yeah.
So it would be your professional opinion that this is the best zoning alternative for success?
Yes, apply to open space on the other side.
All right, and we're only seeking a side yard setback variance for the accessory structure, correct? All right, it complies with every other aspect.
Anyway.
It could actually be 50 square feet larger.
It could.
It's not maxed out.
It's not. This would create an impervious surface coverage issue, which we won't address.
And it's not, not only is it not hard against the rear property, but it's actually an extra foot off of the rear property.
Yeah, it's cut off roughly 5 feet. Yeah.
All right. And the new house that you designed, it's fully conforming in every bulk category, is that correct?
Yes.
All right. And it's actually what I would consider a modest house under today's standards. And the reason I say that is because many of the bulk categories are below the maximum threshold, is that correct?
Right. We could max it out.
So let's go through some of the categories. The total side yard setback is less than maximum, is that correct? By approximately 5 feet?
Yes.
All right.
Totally addressable.
The floor area ratio is 17% less than the maximum?
Yes.
All right, the building coverage is less than maximum?
Yes.
All right. Can you think of any impairment here?
Not at all.
All right. No neighbor is being affected considering the circumstances of what was there?
No.
All right. And what was there, I've been there for many, many years. Right.
Yeah, I don't know how long it is. But yeah, it is. A long time. I don't know. Did you know the house? Okay.
In your professional opinion, can the variance be granted under the seat to a flexible standard?
Yes.
Several purposes being met in the municipal land use law.
Mm-hmm.
Providing outdoor living space.
Yes.
Creating south of environment.
Yes.
And we're keeping this uniformity between the neighboring properties which improves general welfare.
Right, and both parking situations are side by side. Like they were before.
And this request actually creates more light air movement space as opposed to what was there before?
For both houses.
And what could be there?
Yeah.
All right. Would it be a substantial detriment to the public interest for the grant the application?
No.
Do you see any detriment?
No.
All right. Any substantial impairment to the intent for the village manager's zoning ordinance?
No. Right.
And just for the record, cabana structures are permitted under the ordinance.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. So it's your testimony to the other criteria to be satisfied?
Yes.
Those are all the questions I have for Mr. Green tonight.
Thank you. Yeah.
After the rest of the moment.
Mr. McFadden.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Our report is dated March 21st of 2023. As indicated, we're here seeking approval to reconstruct an existing accessory structure on the northeast corner of the property. It is to be a cabana. The house is under construction, was approved by the Ocean City Zoning Office, and I did review the plot plan that was submitted, and what they submitted to the board is identical, other than the fact that they've got the HVAC units, the outdoor shower, in different locations. Both of those do meet the zoning requirements. According to the ordinance, definition of cabana is a detached, unheated, accessory, one-story structure which may contain sink, shower, toilet, and use a dressing room for seasonal cooking or storage, a pool, recreation activities. They describe what the proposed bar storage area is, if you can call it a testimony. Number three, the area that goes cupola on the cabana shall be provided, and the maximum allowable area is 3%, and I think that could be something added to the final plans. Number four, as indicated, they're here for a side yard setback with 4 feet, and obviously they're 0 feet to match up to the neighboring property. The plan shall indicate gutters to be installed with principal structure. correct the zoning chart for the side yard setback, provide the additional bulk requirements for the first banner, and present any frame revisions. The guarantee is not needed because all the concrete right away is already approved by the city with various permits. And that's it.
Thank you. I'm going to open up to the board for questions at this time. Mr. Logue?
No questions.
Great. Mr. Waddell?
Yeah, you said the air conditioners did meet or they didn't make it?
No, they did meet. They were different when they had on their plot plan than they originally got the house for, but I did check in. It does meet the zoning requirements.
Okay, thanks. That's all I was about.
Gary?
No questions.
Patrizzi?
None.
Rice?
No questions.
Marco?
No questions.
Overhead door, swing door.
I like an overhead door.
That's a good one.
It's a little tight, so we may have to do a swing door, but it would be a double swing door if we did.
You got like 73 feet of storage inside?
Yeah, it's not.
And the rest of it's exterior space?
Yes.
So you're under shed for size, you're at shed for height. Ridiculous that you're here. That's good. Let's move along. Anything else?
No.
Summary? Great.
I have a question for Joe. So, maybe Avery or somebody. So, the HVAC is on our plan?
No.
Conform?
Oh.
Well, wait a minute. They have to match zoning. That's the problem.
Yeah.
If they don't match zoning, it's like, does it need to be fixed on our side as well?
Maybe Mark will limit his language to
because if it doesn't match zoning, then it's the zoning's going to kick the final.
I understand. Yeah. So I just asked Mr. Green what the difference was, and he just said they moved the connection to the other side of the house. Is that correct?
Yes.
So our plan is correct versus zoning.
Zoning showed it where the shower is.
Right.
Okay.
It's a little different than what they had provided when they built the house or had the house plans approved, but they do still need zoning.
So why don't we, then what's going to be on the plan
is what they're building.
Is an accurate representation of what's going to be finally built there?
Yeah.
Okay, that's all I want to know. Okay.
So that's where it needs to go.
Yeah.
So our problem.
Right.
I haven't seen that.
Okay.
Well, but if it doesn't match zoning at final, it's going to be a problem. That's why I'm questioning.
I'm going to get a nice email.
Yeah. I mean, revisions are required already, so I just want to make sure. Thank you.
Time, if you would.
You want to open
no,
up the
we
public?
Have the audience. We have people out there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We have interested parties.
I jumped to John. I'm going to open up to the public to speak on this. Anybody here want to speak on this application?
I just came for support. I'm the next door neighbor.
Well, I'm going to support, and let's do it the legal way.
All right.
Raise your right hand. Do you swear affirm tell the truth?
Yes.
Can you give me your first name, spell your last, give me your address?
James. Simone, S-I-M-O-N-E.
And your address, sir?
Mario Josevita, 829 Stanton.
829?
Stanton, I'm next to me.
And, sir? Sure.
Yeah, I came again to support because it was there before for the garage. It was attached to my garage, and it's going to be just a nicer garage or cabana, or whatever you want to call it. But, so, we're fine. My wife and I are both fine.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else want to speak on this? Seeing none, I'll close it. Summary?
It's pretty self-explanatory. Just trying to replace what was previously there. That's not an alternative to other structures.
Thank you. Mr. Stein?
Okay, yes. This is the application of David and Nancy Buckner relationship to the chairman, who is the owner of the property of 827 Stanton Avenue, Block 4. Lot 35. The applicant is seeking a variance to
extend place.
What?
Place, not avenue.
Place, sorry. Thank you. Place. The applicant is seeking a variance to reconstruct an accessory structure on the northeast rear yard corner of the property. The proposed structure is to be a cabana. The applicant is seeking a side yard setback variance. The applicant is also doing other work to the property, but none of that requires or involves any deviation from the zoning ordinance. In fact, the structure falls below the maximums on many of those. In addition, a cabana will be put in place where there previously was a garage that was attached to to the neighbor's property, which also abuts the lot line with no setback, and this will abut that structure. And that therefore, the applicant opined that it is no different than what previously existed in terms of the setback. Therefore, there is no substantial detriment to zone plan, master plan, or neighbor esteem. The neighbor, James Simone, testified he is the property that would be impacted or affected, as the case may be, and this would abut his garage, and he has no problem in regard to this. Standard conditions to apply in addition to those laid out by Mr. Maffei. We need a motion.
But
Waddell.
Waddell.
Roll call. Mr. Waddell?
Yes.
Mr. Price?
Yes.
Mr. Patrizzi?
Yes.
Mr. Geary?
Yes.
Mr. Logue?
Yes.
Mr. DeMarco?
Yes.
Mr. Buck?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn, Bob.
Second.
DeMarco.